30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
The 9 o'clock hour, that is the open line hour for you, the Arizona homeowner, to talk about anything and everything. It has to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you're not on the way to your way to the Great American Seat Up, everyone in here at the broadcast is like, we got to stay and finish. What a fun, exciting hour. If you weren't motivated to plant, well, the local farmers here of Arizona, thank you. Because it keeps them employed. The 7 o'clock hour, that's where we talk about Arizona. People, places, and things. It's whatever we want to cover. And we covered the town of Jerome. And we had a lot of great things happen that hour, including a former Phoenix Mayor Phil Gordon called in to talk about the charity work that the town of Jerome had done. A listener emailed and said his great-grandfather built a lot of the original town and built the water supply line in from the spring down to the town, and they got to go see that site about 30 years ago of where in the mountains that spring was.
They have a great Arizona State Park right there in Jerome. It's the history park, and just a fascinating area. And it's 500 people now just wondering what it ever held the most, like
15,000.
Really?
What
is that
town
what you just said? Wow.
Would look like with 15,000 people in it. So
I can't imagine 15,000 in Jerome.
Well, remember, it's 12 and 12 shifts, so half the time, the people were underground in the 156 documented miles of mining tunnels. So
okay.
That's the 7 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock hour over the course of the years has been our outdoor gardening hour, and in our effort to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend over the last couple of years, we've transitioned it to have a different specialist each Saturday of the month. The first Saturday, we have the Farm Bureau. The second Saturday, we have Eisenhower, our arborist. The third Saturday, we have Jay Harper, our gardener. And the fourth Saturday, we have Farmer Greg. And it brings in different varieties of conversation and thought about our outdoor living area and landscapes and trees and arboriculture and horticulture and master gardening. The 9 o'clock hour, though, is for you, the Arizona homeowner, about anything and everything that has to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. There's three ways to join the conversation. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. There's text 411-923. And then there's email info@rosieonthehouse.com. There's a lot of situations where sometimes you just need a picture to help describe what you're working on or identify what product it is you're trying to find or explain the situation. Well, with modern day technology and phones, you can easily just snap a picture and email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll do our best to connect you. We don't claim to be the experts or the know-it-alls, but we do claim to be pretty good at finding those experts and those know-it-alls and those master craftsmen. And we'll get you in touch with them in your area to help get done whatever it is you're trying to do around your home maintenance projects. And we've got a new app that we've been working with that you can find at rosieonthehouse.com. Just click on the login, and it helps bring your home management to the modern era. You know, there's a lot of things that we just rely on digitally to help us keep track and maintain. And what this app does is it helps you maintain your home maintenance. It has a list of tasks that are preloaded. Well, it doesn't apply to every home. Some people do have electric and gas utilities. Some are just gas. Some homes have pools, some don't. So you can add and delete tasks very easily. You can schedule them to different family members in the home. You can make it a one-time event. You can make it a reoccurring event. You can synchronize that then with your calendar that will synchronize with your phone. So it'll hit reminders, and I always have mine set up for Saturdays because after the broadcast, when I get home, that's where I like to be until I have to go back to work Tuesday morning, home. I don't like to leave unless it's for a family event. I don't want to run to the hardware store. I don't want to run to the grocery store. I don't want to run to the feed store. I don't want to run anywhere unless it's something recreational or family focused event.
But the LSU game's on at 5, right?
Is that what time?
I think it's 5 o'clock today. Yeah. That's important, of course.
That's important. So all my reminders hit Saturday morning. So as I'm driving home, I got to hit Tandy Leather today. I got to hit Dale's Country Store. I got to hit a neighbor's house to pick up some panels. So all these chores happen Saturday on my way home. So when I get there, I have the entire weekend to spend time with the kids, spend time with Amanda, and, of course, do those home maintenance tasks that are so much easier to keep under control if you just do them. You know, you get 20 that back up on you, it feels like such a mountain of work. You're never going to get it done. You almost give up. But if you just diligently do one or two a week, sometimes you don't even need to do something that week. You can go 2 or 3 weeks without doing something. But there's just all these little things that we have to do as homeowners to help keep and maintain. And you know, it's not realistic for everybody, but if you could live in your home and keep it to the point where it was good enough to go on the market tomorrow, the value of that home, and you know, it would give you so many options. If you never planned to move, well, that's your plan. Life happens, things happen, and you would end up in a situation where you had 10 years of backlog of projects you never got done, and let's say you then had to go move out of state to take care of a family member. You've got this home that you've lost. You're going to take a big hit on because of all these things that need to get done. It's going to come out of the overall property. If you could maintain your home to where it was good enough to sell tomorrow, you're going to enjoy it a lot better because you're not going to constantly be looking at that thing that didn't get done. And Amanda's laughing right now because you should see my backlog of projects. But I've only had my home maintenance, digital home maintenance app here a year, so not even a year.
That's going to make the difference?
It helps keep you engaged. It helps keep you
kind of top of
front
mind.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so easy to get done at the end of the week and just be ready to get home. And then you get home and you think, oh, gosh, I forgot to do this. Oh, gosh, I forgot to do that. Well, we love our space. We love our property. We love where we live. But we're 25 minutes from the closest hardware store, and I don't like to shop at chain stores, so I'm more like 35 minutes from where I like to shop for most of my supplies, and that's just a hardware store. You know, if we're doing plumbing things, well, I'm going to hit a specialty plumbing shop, most of which close by noon on Saturday, which isn't always realistic for me to get to after the broadcast ends at 11. So it takes a lot of time and planning for, you know, the standard I hold myself to. I like to shop local. If it's can be made in America, or if it is made in America, you know, I'm going to install it. I wish I could go 100% American made, but you know, when it comes to electronics, there's still not a lot of that in made in America. What are you going to do? Not have lights in your home? I mean, I guess I could go back to hickory and wood, but I think the kids would probably all moved
revolt
to the neighbor's house. So there's certain things that you have to maintain. You got to understand unless I make my own electronic manufacturing plant here, I'm going to have to just look the other way at the made it where it's made in sign while I regrettably take out my money and hand it to the cashier. But with that said, you know, getting to a specialty store where you're going to find more likely to find brands that are made in America and better quality takes a lot of time. So this digital home maintenance app that we have helps me manage that because I've got a calendar now. This is what I got to get done this week. This is what I need to plan for. These are the locations I need to stop at to get these items.
If our listeners want you to help them,
whatever product or manufacturer or tool or piece I need, I can put it all there. And what's great about it, if we ever did sell the home, the buyer could see a list of everything that's done, and it helps you budget for big things. So our roof is now 19 years old. Well, I've got 11 years left to the estimated time of replacement. I'm not thinking about what that's going to cost me in 11 years. This thing does, and it'll help me plan for that. Hey, you've only got 11 years left, and here's what your roof, your estimated replacement for a licensed, bonded, and insured contractor is going to be in 11 years. So either I need to plan, whether it's a home equity line of credit or save that cash or however that's going to get done. What are you going to do? Not replace your roof? Sure, it may last 40 years, but what if I had enough money for it in 30?
And you want to make sure it's ROSI certified too.
And
absolutely.
So if I've got that money saved and I've get another 10 years, well, you know, all the interest in the compound and, you know, that cash pool for my home maintenance project just gets bigger so that my needs for the home, ideally, once this is set up, and, you know, it takes a long time. It's not something that happens overnight or over the next week or over the next month or over the next year. This takes a lot of time, but over that course of time, a diligent homeowner on this, your home maintenance needs on an average home, you know, we're not taking into account major floods or restoration damage or, you know, acts of God that can't be avoided. You could be in a situation where financially you could keep up with your home maintenance and always be at a cash positive situation, which gives you so many more options as a homeowner for upgrades or remodels or edits. As we live in a home, we're constantly finding ways. Oh, I wish that wall wasn't there. Oh, I need a light over here. You know, I really don't like this color of paint that's was supposed to be the sunrise, but it, you know, Dad picked it out so it looked more like the LSU gold. And well, he didn't have the time, so we just had to live with it for a little while until we could. But yeah, the amount of options you have as a homeowner where you're not living as a slave to the home, but you're living as a home as your domain, it changes the quality of life of home ownership.
So I think this is the time we're going to talk about Sanderson Ford.
How much time do I have?
I think you got 60 seconds starting now.
60 seconds is never long enough to talk about Sanderson Ford. It's the only place we go for a dealership, and the reason why is when we go to their sales meetings, they're not talking about how to sell more cars. They're talking about examples of people's lives they were able to help. And Lauren Clifton, one of the sales manager, just sells it every time and punches it home every time. The reason we do what we do is because people just deserve to be treated right. So when it's time, I'm at over $250,000 on my truck, and I'm playing this game. When I get the next $3,000 repair or I hit 300,000 miles, I'm going to pull into Sanderson Ford, and I'm debating. I'm either going to go the Ranger for gas mileage or a 450 for hauling power, but it's going to be from Sanderson Ford.